presentation or getting this presentation, which would be related to this 3GPP harmonization and standard defined domain, and like a novelty that we have introduced there called, or which we are introducing called VES Open API Manager, right? And we will make a short presentation and then a demo. That will be a recorded demo. We did it yesterday with Michał. And the reason is for the recording, not live demo, that those will be doing the service model distributions, and they usually take some time, right? So, and not to lose this time, we will show you a recording and we will comment it. Yeah. So okay, again, we have 21 participants. Then let's start. So a little bit of agenda. I want to start with a little bit of a recap, what we are talking about, what we have done with this 3GPP harmonization. Then we have a short section, that this is really a couple of slides on the validation topics, and as well 3GPP Open API onboarding. Then we will jump to this target topic, which is VES Open API Manager. What are the functions why we decided to do something like this, to create something like this? And this will include as well the SDC distribution enhancements that we have done. That's why we have Chris Closet with us today, because the changes that we have done are generic and they can be used by all the components of ONAP, not only the VES Open API Manager. And then we will have this recorded demo where I will describe probably with Michał. Michał is as well a co-host today, so if there are any questions, then we can try to answer these questions. So let's move on and tell a little bit about this 3GPP harmonization, right? So we have started this harmonization with ONAP Guilin release. Basically, we started discussions about it with 3GPP delegates already, of course, delegates from different companies already in March 2020, if I'm not wrong, so almost like a year ago. And we were discussing, okay, how can we make sure that those 3GPP defined events could be collected on the ONAP instance and how they can be exposed to other components of ONAP for consumption. Right. So we have completed these discussions and we have extended as well within Guilin release the necessary components. And the focus has been the 3GPP event collection in the DCAE platform, because this is where they probably make most sense. And then the VES collector was the main target of these extensions, right? So what we have on this slide here on the left hand side, let me go there. That is an event following this so-called standard defined domain within the VES collector, and we have like two main parts. If you can, if you have a look on the left-hand side, we have this common header, which is more or less like a standard VES common header with a new field that we have introduced called standard defined namespace. That one is used for the routing of those messages, and then we have this standard defined notification within this data field or data property of the standard defined fields structure. And this data property, it contains the notification as defined by some standards defining body, some SDO, right? Standards defining organization. And then we have as well a schema reference, and this part will be important. The schema reference contains an OpenAPI description URL, which defines the format of those notifications that we are sending in the data, right? So within the standard defined event, we are sending the standard defined notifications, like 3GPP defined notifications, the contents is in the data part, and the schema reference defines what type of event it is and which OpenAPI description contains the description of the format of that event. What is necessary to know and to understand, we are executing as well an optional two-stage validation of events. That means we start when such an event is received with the VES collector, we execute first the first stage of validation with VES common event schema, right? And we check if the format of this notification is aligned with that schema. And this data object that we have here is then considered simply as a JSON object. So we at this first stage of validation, we don't really care what is stored inside of this data object, right? And then we are able to execute as well this second stage of validation, where we focus only on the contents of the data, and we are validating if the contents are aligned with the schema provided in this schema reference parameter, right? And of course, the second stage of validation we are doing only if the schema reference property is present in the messages. So only if you provide as a network function, if you provide the OpenAPI description, Then we are able to check whether the contents of the event, whether they conform to that Open API description, right? And then
Damien, just a quick,
yes,
just to set the stage a little bit. While the focus is on 3GPP RAN, the intention and the design and the spirit of it is that other standards, that's why it's called standard defined, to then can come in from optical transport and other domains, so that ONAP can eventually co-work with other standards. Absolutely.
Whoever who provides the object definitions in open API format, right, and has an intention that those the notifications are collected on ONAP, right? A very good remark, Ben. Thank you. So then we go to the validation aspect, which would be important here. And the VES collector is already extended with a dedicated function to execute the second stage of validation. First stage was already there, and for the second stage of validation, we are using a function provided in DCAE SDK as a library. So it can be used within any DCAE component. It doesn't have to be VES only. You can, if you are writing analytics applications and if you are using DCAE SDK, then you are able to include such a validation, such a library, and execute this validation, right? So this open APIs, certain 3GPP open APIs, you can add as well other ones, are built in already in the VES collector image. But this might be insufficient. It might happen that you will need, probably for some specific network functions, maybe other open API descriptions coming from different standardization bodies or following newer versions of the 3GPP, right? And then we have as well a procedure how to swap those open API descriptions with a repository that we store as a config map, right? So we have a script within OM utils. Repository, which enables creation of a config map, which contains then the open API descriptions that you need for your network function, and then there is another script which allows you to connect that config map definition with a VES collector or probably other applications running in the DCE platform, right? So using that config map, you can update, you can change, you can extend the amount of open API descriptions that will be used to validate those standard defined events, right? Having said so, we can think of a challenge that we actually have there, right? So assuming that we can change the open API descriptions that we have in the system, assuming that this is extendable, right? Then as a system operator, you can ask yourself a question. How do I know if the open APIs or open API descriptions that I have already in my system, if they are sufficient to validate the events generating by the network functions, which are integrating with my VES collector for the collection of events, right? So I can extend it. How do I know if I have the necessary open API descriptions for that specific network function? And then, okay, do I have a mechanism that allows me, right, as a system operator, to notify the users that the users might be missing those open API descriptions that are there that are stored in the config map, right? So how do I notify that, okay, we might not have all the necessary open API descriptions? So we thought about two solutions. First of them called schema broker. So the goal for the schema broker would be to use the open API descriptions, which would be delivered with an onboarding package, network function onboarding package, right? And then store them and expose in a secure manner to all the necessary or interested applications, mainly those running in the DCE platform, right? So how can we extend the onboarding package? How can we consume those artifacts of the onboarding package and expose them to all of the applications running on the DCE? And that was the schema broker thing. We looked at it. It became a little bit complex. It would require modifications in a number of ONAP modules, and not only, as well alignments with other standardization bodies. So we thought, okay, maybe we do a first step with a schema manager, right? And within schema manager, we will use the existing VES event registration artifact, which contains already the necessary information and allows us to compare the event definitions, right, which we provide in the VES event or declarations that we provide in the VES event registration against the contents of our external schema repository, the contents of our config map, which contains this open API descriptions, right? So we do not solve that problem that if we are missing OpenAPI descriptions on our system, that we are automatically able to provide them to the system. We are solving with the schema manager only the issue to inform the operator, system operator, if he or she is missing those OpenAPI descriptions, right? And this is actually what we have done with this VES OpenAPI manager, where we are doing a fairly simple thing, right? So we are looking at the SDC onboarding package. It should contain this VES event registration artifact. And if it contains this artifact, then within the declaration of the event, we are providing the schema references, right? So we inform which OpenAPI description that event will be aligned with, right? So what we do, we are distributing a service model, right, which contains that VES event registration artifact, and we have a consumer for those artifacts within the DCAE environment that is called the VES OpenAPI manager, which opens up the artifact, finds standard defined events, checks whether they come with a schema reference, right? And then it compares those schema references provided there with the contents of our OpenAPI repository on the config map, right? And then if everything is okay, I mean, if we have all the necessary OpenAPI descriptions, then we simply say that the deployment of that artifact is okay. But if we are missing any OpenAPI descriptions on our system, then we are providing an information. So we are providing a warning to the system operator that our runtime environment is missing some of those OpenAPI descriptions, and this probably should be fixed. Right. And then, of course, it is possible to generate a new config map or update the config map with some additional descriptions and to run that validation again, right, to verify if everything is in order after we extend our config map. Right. So a little bit of those SDC distribution enhancement that we have done, except from that mechanism, right, except from this VES OpenAPI manager, right, we have provided as well the updates to the SDC distribution, right? So starting with SDC distribution client, that has been probably a smaller work, means we have updated it to use the modern up-to-date third-party dependencies like Java 11 and stuff like that, right? And we didn't really have to do anything else because everything that we needed was already in place, right? Where we have done bigger changes is the SDC frontend, those distribution status screens. These have been expanded with an additional column, which is visible there, which shows the contents of error messages generated by the components which consume the artifacts. And we have expanded as well, we call it distribution status message area. Maybe there is a better name for it, where we can observe the details of how this distribution is happening, which states are covered there and which issues we might have when we are processing the artifacts. So the second part, so this SDC part, that is actually a generic change applicable for all the components. And we have actually already noticed that when we are doing those distributions, then some components are already informing us that there are potential issues, and users are able to look at this and they are able to figure out at the service model distribution time that they might be missing something, or they might be doing something in a wrong manner, right? They might be providing artifacts that are inappropriate, or whatever the consumer of the artifact wanted to tell with the so-called error messages, right? So a fairly simple thing, but I think a fairly useful thing as well. And this is one of the screenshots that we have done yesterday. So you see with those blue arrows, right, that we have this additional column called message, which is like a short version of the response of the component consuming the artifact, like this VES OpenAPI manager, right? And then within this statuses section, we have as well a novelty where we are providing the string message that is responded back or notified back to the SDC when we do the distribution, that what is the status of that artifact processing. In our case here, we have a deploy error, meaning that we are missing one of the OpenAPI descriptions that is mentioned here, right? And with this one, we probably go to the demo. If there are there any questions before we go to the demo?
Yeah, Damien, just a question about the VES events you are validating. Do you validate all the events, even the one who are not true GPP based?
So yeah, so this depends on the contents of the event, right? So if you have, so by default, maybe like this, by default, VES is validating the complete events, right? Yeah. For standard defined domain, this part called data, this is simply defined as a JSON object. So everything which is an object is fine. Now, if you decide to use standard defined event and you provide a schema reference, it could be coming from 3GPP, it could be coming from somewhere else, it could be coming from IETF, your own schema reference definition, then this will be used, then this OpenAPI description will be used to validate the contents of the data, whatever you provide. So 3GPP is like, you know, the leading use case. If you have other like organization interested to do this, absolutely possible to do it, right?
Okay, clear.
So let me go back, or let me continue with the video. And I will try to run this video. There are some descriptions as well, or subtitles, and then I will probably stop in certain places. Okay, when a comment is needed. If you have any questions, shout. Right. Okay. So we start with this one, and we show you this event registration artifact. Right. So you can go there to the SDC, maybe like this, to your Windows. All right, so you can go to the SDC, look at it, download it, right? It's a deployment artifact. And then you will see we have different events. We are scrolling to the standard define event that we defined there. And this is the domain that we have. And then we have defined that, okay, it will be, it should be compared against that schema reference, right? And there is as well another one. You can define as many as you like, and you can define multiple values. So we go back to the service model and we execute the distribution. So this is what we have already done. Like, we are redistributing the service model. You can see we had a couple of tries. And what we're gonna be doing when this distribution is happening, that you will see, we will go to the logs of this VES OpenAPI manager. And then we see the service model that has been distributed. And within the logs, we already see that we were missing two schema references that are mentioned here, right? So these are the logs of the VES OpenAPI manager, and you will see the same if you go to the SDC distribution status, right? You will see exactly the same content. You are missing like those two OpenAPI descriptions, right? So let's check that again, what is declared in those events. And we would see that, yes, that is true. We have declared those two schema references. We have declared those two URLs, right? So let's try to fix this. So we go to this OpenAPI repo, right? Or external repo. And we have a file called schema map, where we are mapping the public URLs to the local file URLs. And we noticed that we were missing those two references and we added them, right? So that is already stored. The process is, of course, in reality, a little bit more complex. We did here a simplification for the demo purposes. So we updated this schema map and we are redistributing the same service model, right? So that takes some time. We will look at the VES OpenAPI manager logs in a second again, or like now. And then we will check, that is this old distribution. And we are coming to the present distribution, the one that we did right now after changes, right? And we see that we have distributed those events. And we will see as well that this artifact is valid. It means, okay, this means we have all the necessary OpenAPI descriptions, right? Now let's check that again in SDC. And we open this, or maybe again. We open this OpenAPI manager and we check the artifact and we see that the deployment has been okay. We see no other issues. So that means, okay, we fixed that problem. We added the OpenAPI descriptions and our system should be ready to execute validations against those OpenAPI descriptions that we just added, right? So that would be it from my personal recommendation. If you have a chance to use this newest SDC, it makes sense to do a couple of distributions in your environment, because it might be not only the VES OpenAPI manager that will be providing you some important information when you do the distribution, you might notice that there are some existing components that provide as well information that can be useful for troubleshooting, right? Especially if the artifacts, they do not have an appropriate format, if there is something wrong with them. And in any case, when the runtime component reports any issues when trying to use and absorb those artifacts, yeah? Okay, do we have any questions related to this presentation or such standard defined events in general? We have a look, maybe we have as well, so we'll stop that one and I will see if we have anything on the chat.
Just one thing, Damien, so the feature is really great on the distribution clients. I was planning to, you know, do some updates of the documentation of SDC. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'll put you in review to be sure, you know, to describe it and explain to people, because I think, as you said, people will probably notice that new, column.
This column.
And let's describe it in the release note and the documentation so people know where it's coming from. Okay.
Yeah. So there is this message and there are those additional, the full description. Yes? Yeah. Another question?
Yes, Damien. Did you extend it, Python and App SDK to be able to populate this first event in the SDC?
I'm not sure if we would have to execute the Python SDK. Honestly speaking, we were not really extending this SDC distribution client. All the necessary information has been already there, and the information has been as well stored in the SDC backend, right? So that hasn't been changed. We are only displaying this in the SDC frontend. That's the only thing that we have actually changed. But if there is a Python SDK function that reads from the SDC frontend, that is interesting. I didn't know about it. I can check this, and I can make sure that we consider extending the Python SDK, right? But honestly speaking, as I have said, the only change that we have finally done, of course, except from creating that VES Open API Manager. So within SDC, we only expose this information in GUI. It was already available in the distribution client and in the backend. Mm-hmm. You always had this. You never knew you have this, right? Now you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Not really. Okay. Thank you, then. I give you back this 5 minutes of the presentation runtime. And I encourage you to have a look at this and maybe check if this is useful for you in your use cases where you are doing the distribution, right? Because as we have said, that was a generic change. You should probably see some new information coming in for different artifacts, not only this first event registration. So that might be simply useful for you guys.
And also, I'll upload the presentation to the to the use case wiki and the use case realization portal learning page. So, and if you give me the slides, Damien, I'll also put it there too.
Yeah, the slides are already in the summary of this meeting. I will stop the recording, and then all right, and then I will start the recording in there as well. Okay, so that's it, right? So thank you guys, and hear you on a different or the next presentation then. Thank you very much and take care.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.